Hey, let's catch up with Taylor Adams. He's our favourite magpie around these parts, part of the Inner Sanctum team for many, many years now, and he's back again with us on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Tay.
Morning, Half. Morning, Waddy. How are we?
We are well, mate. We are well. How are you? Because we were under the impression and the information last week that the flu had gone through the magpies and maybe there's a fair few fellas who had been hit. How are you?
Yeah, I don't think we're the only club to be hit by it. By the sounds of it, it's going around quite a bit at the moment. But yeah, a lot of the guys experienced some sort of flu symptoms, obviously varying in degree of how severe it was. But not feeling good now, mate. So yeah, hopefully all that's behind us.
So is it something that players are missing sessions for, like lots of multiple sessions, or just one or two days?
Yeah, we've had quite a few guys miss sessions. I mean, purely because we've had 3 6-day breaks in a row, and that means we're only able to get one session in a week. So,
yep.
Training's been a little bit different, but obviously Ben was missing the weekend through illness. So, it's definitely going around. But I think it's quite a few clubs that have been affected by it, and we're obviously pretty keen not to use that as an excuse. We've had 22 fit players out there, and we've, as I said, the symptoms have been really varied. Some guys got away pretty lightly, other guys a little bit more harsh. So, it's been a bit of a curveball, but we've managed to get through it.
There was some really good high energy coming out of the Pies in the early start of this season, the first 6 weeks or so, and a new coach, new regime, all that sort of stuff. Bit of a new coach bounce, which always happens. Is the vibe still the same? It's been a little bit lackluster in the last couple of weeks, but indifferent. Friday night was a disappointing night for you and the boys. Is the vibe still the same?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're still really optimistic. I guess the way we play is high energy, high octane, and we just haven't been able to probably produce that sort of footy for long enough for the last 2 weeks. I mean, we did it for bits and pieces against Richmond, and we looked really good, and we probably did it for maybe a 10-minute patch in the third quarter against the Doggies, but they were far too good for us on Friday night. So, the belief's still there. The boys really believe in the way we want to play. We just haven't gone out and executed, and that's probably just signs of a younger group. It has been a big month for us. 3 6-day breaks, come up against a team that I still think will finish top four in the Doggies, and they start the way they did, and we start the way we did, and it's a long way back from there. So I've been really proud of the way that we've fought out most matches, but Friday night was really disappointing. We got an opportunity to play on Friday in front of the standalone game in front of a big crowd, and we let ourselves down. So we've had the last couple of days off now, and just to reset and gather some energy, and we'll get back into training and look forward to getting over to Perth this weekend.
What's it like, Taylor, when a sort of a virus goes through a club? Like, I know in my son's school at the moment, in his class, there was only 8 that were in school yesterday. So it seems to be going everywhere. But do you kind of have to quarantine from each other to try and stop the spread? Or what do you try and do? Because it clearly was a major issue for your footy club last week.
Yeah, like any organisation, workspace or school, they'll ask you to stay away whilst you're presenting with symptoms, and that's we're no different. Some guys were able to get away with mild symptoms and train through it, but some other guys are probably too ill to even come in. So, it's just been a really strange period. Given all the stuff that happened with COVID, the last thing you sort of expect is to be hit with something else. But it seems that, Melbourne, well, as far as I can tell, Melbourne and the community of Melbourne are being hit with the flu at the moment. And I think the experts did tell us that early on in the year, that, be prepared for things to be a little bit worse than flu. So, we've done a reasonable job of getting through it, and there's no extreme science behind it. But if you're unwell, stay away and do your part. And then when you can, get back in and get to work.
So if you miss a session between games, is that noticeable for you going into the game the next week, or is there enough sort of fitness or conditioning you've done over the course of the year that it's not going to have a major impact on you on the weekend?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's actually a good thing. I missed our main session going into the Richmond game and actually felt really good playing next to Tigers. Yes, obviously guys react differently, but you don't want to miss too many sessions. And I think that the thing that it can do is upset the cohesiveness of the actual group. Having a lot of guys away, you miss a lot of meetings and a lot of educational sessions. So it isn't ideal for your preparation, but in terms of physical standpoint, I don't think it probably has as large of an impact as what you might think.
Yeah.
Just missing one or two sessions.
I want to talk to you about Jack Crisp, because I think we were talking to Neil Barr before about, say, Shai Bolton getting under the radar. I reckon Jack Crisp gets under the radar. He's now become a permanent member of your midfield this year. He's played about 568 games in a row. He never plays a bad game. Can you talk to us about his development since he's got to the footy club, and particularly this year becoming that genuine part of your midfield mix rather than a sort of a running defender?
Yeah, he's been absolutely enormous for us. Crispy, and he's been enormous for us for a long time. I reckon you're right, Whitey. I reckon he does slip under the radar quite a bit externally, but inside the club, you know, we present a game ball for very well the players for the best, what we see as the best teammate on game day, and he's won a number of them this year. He's come on in leaps and bounds in terms of his leadership and, you know, the way that he's able to lead our midfield group now, obviously with Pendles going out and still playing more of a wing role. Means we've got some younger guys running through there, and obviously Brody Grundy going down as well. So he's really stood up in that aspect. Just the way he plays, like he's a two-way midfielder, as good a two-way midfielder as I've played with. You know, he pressures really well around the ball. He's hitting the scoreboard at the moment. And he gets back and helps our defence enormously. His running capacities is, you know, there's only a few players in the league that can run with Jack. And he's certainly been a huge highlight of our season so far. And yeah, I think it's 160 odd games in a row now. So that speaks volumes of the amount of work that he puts in and how disciplined he is away from the footy club and keeping himself in really good shape.
I think he gets the 10th best streak of games this week. Actually, he equals Kevin Bartlett on a streak of games, which is 10th best overall in the history of the game. So he's going beautifully. Another Jack who didn't play last week, Jack Ginnivan, has had a fairly significant year in just about every respect, Tay. We've talked about his sort of presence early in the year and the Anzac Day medal, of course, and all the stuff that came with the social media stuff early in the year. But how's he going with just being such a prominent member of the football community now? Because he's come from nowhere and all of a sudden everyone knows who he is. How's he going?
Yeah, he seems to be handling it pretty well. We've had obviously some really good chats with Jack about his well-being and making sure that, you know, all that criticism that he was copying from a particular member of the media community wasn't actually affecting him. And, he's a brave kid, but no doubt when you're 19 years old and you've played a handful of games and you cop some feedback like that, it doesn't just affect you know, the player, but it also has an impact on his family and his friends and his network. So, it's really, really important for us to support him and make sure that he understands that, you know, what's said outside of the footy club doesn't align with the way that we perceive him and view him inside our footy club. So, he's certainly a work in progress in terms of being able to deal with that. I mean, there's not many 19-year-olds in the country that can, you know, deal with the sort of the pressures that, you know, that come with playing for Collingwood and being a really great contributor for us, let alone with peroxide blonde hair. So, and he's just a great kid, Jack. I love the way he goes about it, and he's a real footy nut. So he loves his training and being around the boys. So, we've just got to make sure that he stays that way, and not make sure he stays that way, but just help him stay on track with understanding what's important for his role in the team. And so far, so good with that.
We've spoken a bit about Jack in that, I mean, firstly, he's a very good player, and I think that's the starting point. But his rise has been meteoric. So when you, just over the last 8 weeks, because I think if you walked down the street last year, no one really would have known who he was. But if you walk down the street now, everyone knows who he is. So, and then when you throw in the Collingwood factor and all that sort of thing, how hard is that to deal with, that sort of meteoric rise and how your life changes so quickly?
Yeah, well, it's very difficult, and it's quite peculiar in a way that you know all his schoolmates and those around him, apart from those at the footy club, probably haven't had to deal with it. So
yeah,
getting advice on it's quite difficult. But it's like, yeah, as I said, not just him, it's his family, his friends. It's a different, like a different time now. Like you look at social media and how prominent TikTok and all the social media is. Like even for me, who I think I'm 9 years older than Jack. Like I feel like I'm living in a different world to, well, I was living in a different world at his age to the world that he's living in now. These guys are like, they've got serious amounts of followers on these social media networks that I know you can rise to stardom pretty quickly. So it's different. It's really different. I've found it difficult to get my head around, how much things have changed and, the impact that those social media networks can have on young guys. So it's a learning process for all of us, but as I said, I think the most important thing for Jack is he understands what is valued by his teammates, his coaches, and there's no grey area around that. And he hits the scoreboard and does all these like wonderful things that you guys see, but there's things he does on the field that go unnoticed that we really value. His pressure and his defensive stuff, he's always in the right spot in terms of team structures, and we actually probably missed him in that aspect on Friday night. So
I agree.
He's a really important player for us.
He's a talent. That's what we like, talent. He's got some personality. We don't want to take that out of the game. So we want to see him back out there doing his thing sooner rather than later. Will he play this week?
I haven't seen him since last Thursday. So, I'm sure he'll be fine. We've had the last couple of days off, but I'm sure he'll be good to go.
Well, it's a Sunday night at Perth Stadium, Optus Stadium in Perth. Fremantle taking on the Magpies, hosting the Pies over there. It's going to be a big challenge to get back on track for the boys. Good luck to you, Tay. Always nice to chat, mate. Go well.
Thanks, guys.